Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Still in March 2024. Seems like just yesterday it was, well, March 2024. It is, as always, another podcast. I published an article on LinkedIn. As I pointed out, I think 3 weeks ago, I've decided to terminate my relationship with HubPages. It has to do with the fact that they're inconsistent. I was getting, you know, several thousand views a month, 5,000, 6,000 views a month, and they literally changed the payment model so that you were ultimately making less and less and less and less, even though I was producing more and more and more visits to their site. So, you know what? I'm done. I don't work for free. No, I do work for free. I love writing. I will write for free, but in this particular case, I'm not going to boost somebody else's income without any compensation at all. Just kind of really, I gave up on the organization. So anyway, moving on. It's the third time I've given up on a site. First time was Naomi, and I didn't give up on it. Unfortunately, it closed due to the death of one of the founders. The second was Verily. I gave up on that because they just stopped paying and it went away. And now HubPages. So I'm looking for a new site. I'm coming up with a few ideas. Anyway, this podcast is sponsored by two sponsors. The first sponsor is, of course, Danny and the Corporate Ladder, a novel about a good guy. Sometimes in life you meet somebody and you think that person is too good to be true. And then you spend time with them and you find out they're actually better than you thought. Danny and the Corporate Ladder is available now as an ebook, which means you can go to Amazon and other ebook stores and buy it. It is available as an audiobook, which means you can go to any audiobook store and buy it. And it is, of course, available as a paperback. I actually have a couple of copies of my paperback version of it and share those on occasion in my various social media sites. Always fun. So, real quick, my LinkedIn article today is focused on the concept of knowledge capital, knowledge management, and machine intelligence. In particular, talking about the fact that machine intelligence is going to modify or change the ongoing reality of what knowledge capital acquisition is. As you consider knowledge capital within an organization, you know, there are two kinds of information that exist in an organization. My favorite way to describe the two types of information, and I use one in the article, which is, you know, the copier's broken, we'll go get Jim. He's the only one that knows right where to kick it, so that the copier can be repaired. The other, kind of explicit, that's tacit knowledge, right? Jim knows where to kick it. That's tacit knowledge. Only Jim knows how to do that. And he's not going to train somebody else because, right, that's job security. What happens when Jim leaves the company? You buy a new copier, right? That's tacit knowledge. It leaves with Jim. And then explicit knowledge is stuff that's written down, right? How do I fix the copier? Oh, don't worry, Jim wrote it down. It's hanging next to the copier on that clipboard, right? And I go look and say, oh, okay, that's what I got to do, right? Not that I haven't had to fix a copier. I have a copier at home. I actually have two, one black and white and one color. I haven't had to mess with those in years. It's one of those situations where I really don't have any concerns, as it were. I'm quite impressed with the quality of that. But anyway, tacit and explicit knowledge is kind of critical for the organization. And not capturing it is something that will get you. I actually wrote a book many years ago called Transitional Services. It was available on Amazon for a long time. Transitional Services was a good book focused on the concept of what I call the digital lifecycle management system, which was an IP management system that dealt with explicit and tacit knowledge. Well, fast forward, I don't know, has it been 10 years? It's not quite 10 years since I wrote the book. It's probably closer to 8. But fast forward, machine intelligence actually does the digital lifecycle management system for you. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to consider the issues of knowledge management, in particular, acquiring new explicit knowledge. It's an interesting reality, and machine intelligence is really going to help this chasing of knowledge capital in the future. So it's a good thing, right? Knowledge capital is a very important thing. It is the value of an organization, right? The value of Microsoft, the value of Apple, the value of Amazon, the value of Google is the intellectual capital. Right now, if you go to an employee-only meeting for those companies, first thing they're going to say is, oh, it's the employees. But it's the output of the employees that really is the value of the company. Yes, the employees are critical. I'm not saying people aren't important. People are critical. But the reality is the value of the people is what they output, right? The intellectual capital that they output, it becomes the driver of the value of the company. That's how the company, you know, moves up the market and becomes, you know, perceived as and becomes known as a company of value, right? Because in the software world, it's what you know how to do. It's what your software can do. That's the value of your company, right? If we think about, you know, the last 15, 20 years as software and hardware have kind of, you know, merged into this future state that we've been going through, you know, it becomes an interesting reality. And the other side of my conversation today is this concept of the information age. I don't know when pundits started saying we were in the information age. I wish they'd stop. The information age, you know, when we consider the various ages of humanity, right? Let's go back and pick on the Bronze Age, right? What was the Bronze Age? Well, that is the age where bronze became easily producible and easily consumed, right? Then you have the Iron Age. Same thing. Easy to produce iron. Easy to consume iron, right? Then we had the what we call the Age of Industrial Growth or in the Industrial Revolutions that occurred. It became easier to manufacture goods. It became easier to produce goods in a massive quantity, right? So those are all ages. Information, when it comes available, is going to require more of an evolution in what's happening around us than what's there today. If we consider information as it exists today, we are not in the information age. And the reason we aren't in the information age is that there's still too much analog data, and it's still too hard to get at the digital data that exists. You know, just because it's in digital format doesn't mean it's easy to get. And not being easy to get makes it virtually the same as tacit knowledge, right? Tacit knowledge, you got to get in somebody's head, figure out what they know, take and extract that, right? Well, that there's no machine that does that, right? That's conversation. That takes time. That takes effort. That takes, you know, what is often called social engineering, because you structurally have to connect with that person. You have to talk to them. You have to communicate with them, and you have to figure out what it is that they know, right? That's the acquisition of tacit information. Well, unfortunately, if you think about information in the modern world, we have that problem. First of all, we have the problem of information that's produced that isn't valid. Right? It's disinformation. Okay, so we can't be in the information age until we get to a point where the information produced is valid, no disinformation, and that the information produced is easily gotten to. It's why I always tell people, no, we are in the age of digital transformation. The tools to convert what is analog to digital is there now, right? They are there. They exist. You can utilize them. You can build on them. You can consider them. And ultimately, you can use them. That is the reality of the modern age, right? When we consider the fact that we have this concept of digital transformation working through the system. As we come out of the age of digital transformation, I've been arguing that we're heading into the age of machine intelligence. We're heading into the age of automation, right? Where I can now get that information in a very quick format. I can use that information based on the system that I have, the system that I am considering, the system that I value and use, right? So now I can use that. That system is available for me, and we have reached the age of automation. Beyond the age of automation is the information age. But that's a, you know, for the future, for tomorrow, right? It's one of those things where if you consider it, you know, if you have to ask the question, you're already in trouble, right? Anyway, One of the things that I often try to do, often consider, often value is, you know, both sides of the argument. And right now, we're not in the age. We're not in the information age. We're in the age of digital transformation. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Scott Anderson. Have a wonderful week.